Great to have you along this Saturday afternoon on 919. Now, tomorrow, the ICC Men's T20 World Cup kicks off with the United States taking on Canada. We know that South Africa is going to be playing Monday against Sri Lanka, but seeing as this is the stateside connection, we like to focus on South Africans making waves abroad. And there are a handful of players in the USA team who are in fact South African. One of them is Shadley van Schalkwyk, who had a phenomenally successful career in South Africa and is now based in the USA and part of the American team. So it is fantastic to have him joining us on the show. This is part one of my interview with Shadley van Schalkwyk.
From Dallas to Joburg, it's Cooler on 919.
Well, joining us on the stateside connection this afternoon, and it feels a little weird because I'm normally the one who's just outside of Dallas in Texas. But for this week, I'm in Johannesburg. Someone who is in Dallas is Shadley van Schalkwyk, who is no stranger to South African cricket. He had a long first-class career in SA. He's now based in the USA and part of the USA team that is participating in the 2024 ICC Men's T20 World Cup, taking on Canada tomorrow. So Shadley, first of all, welcome to Dallas. Welcome to Dallas. I've been getting all these crazy weather alerts on my phone for flash flooding and severe storms. Have things settled down there yet or not?
They have settled. First, thanks for having me. It's honestly an honor and privilege to be part of this show. Coming back to it, it has been quite difficult weather. It seems to be settling down. I know the first few days of practice will sort of rain out, I can say that. The side screens blew over and some of the nets were destroyed, if I can say that. But the ground staff and the people around with the community has helped so much to get things up and running. It's absolutely amazing. So it should be good to go.
Okay, good stuff. Well, you're a day away from playing in your first World Cup. How's the excitement? How are the nerves?
I don't think the nerves are kicking yet. I think it's a lot more exciting than nerves at the moment. I think it's been a childhood dream, and to be able to do it on the world's biggest stage, I think it's a really honor and a privilege, but extremely excited to get going. I think the nerves will kick in when you sort of walk over the boundary rope in time when the game starts. I think that's when there'll be a lot more nerves, I think.
Okay. Well, how do you think the 2024 T20 World Cup could move the needle in terms of cricket in North America?
I think it's one thing that will grow cricket. It's been growing at the exponential rate, which is amazing. But I think it's nice to let the rest of the world. I think the world has been knowing that USA cricket is growing. But now to see that the fact that there is really good cricket is here and that it's growing at a really, really, really good rate. And putting the teams on the map, necessarily not necessarily the teams, also some individuals here that are special players, gives them good opportunities to just showcase their skill. So putting themselves on the needle will be absolutely amazing. But as a team, I think it's one of those where we just want to do extremely well and just showcase the talents we have this side.
Absolutely. Well, the first game is the USA versus Canada. You recently played against them. How do the two teams square up?
I think I would assume that World Cups are quite a bit different. I think that we've had the upper hand a little bit now in the last series, but I think when it gets to World Cup, we still have to take it day by day. I think both teams want to get off with a win and start the campaign running. So matchup wise, I think it's just depends who's going to handle the pressure the most and who's going to handle the basics and really basics very well with regards to the finish side. And I think the team that does that will come out on top, especially with the World Cup.
Terrific. Well, you're not the only South African on the USA team, which I was pleasantly surprised to see. Do you want to share a bit about some of your other South African teammates?
Yes. So the other South African teammate is Andries Post. I think we played together in South Africa since, I think it was about 7 or 8 years before we both decided to move to USA. So it's been sort of a journey. We've shared really while we've been in USA. We both settled down in Seattle for the first 2 years and then Andries moved through to Dallas. So I think it's a nice home connection for us. I know there's a few other guys that are taking part in the Nationals and a few other guys will sort of qualify next year also to represent USA. And it shows that South Africans are putting themselves on the map and following their dream. But coming back to it, myself and Andries have been playing for years together and against each other. Mm-hmm. sort of been able to share this wonderful journey and the sacrifice we've made together. And we still sit down at breakfast and at lunches and things and just giggle about the times we've had and how it was a struggle at first, but how we're enjoying the journey.
That's fantastic. I'm sure it must feel kind of surreal just knowing the journey that you've come through together and seeing where you've ended up now.
Definitely a surreal feeling.
Yeah. Okay, well, Shadley, you've had a long first-class career in South Africa, starting off at Western Province. What are some of your fondest memories of playing at Newlands Under the Mountain?
I think the one that stands out is Under 13, firstly. We played a Metropolitan game, and I think it's every kid's dream to play at the Newlands ground. And I remember taking grass from the ground and adding to my shoe. Never to realize that I would actually be playing there a few years later. And then to play for Western Province, firstly, was the honor to make my debut for them. And didn't have too much of a bad debut, but playing Under the Mountain, I think, is probably, arguably, for me, the best ground in the world. That's easy to go to, if I can say that. Like, you get there, and no matter how badly the games go sometimes, we had some bad games for the nights there. You just look up at this mountain and you sort of just smile and be like, you know what, it's so good here. We don't mind facing a little red ball around at that stage. So playing in Cape Town was absolutely wonderful.
That's amazing. Well, T20 seems to be really catching on globally. How do you see this affecting 50 over and first class and test cricket?
I'm a purist of the game, so my heart is still, I love watching test cricket. I think the difference for me and how it will affect it is that I didn't say it's a dying sport. I think the purist of the game, which many cricketers are, and many people that watch the cricket, love the longer format. I do think possibly 50 overs does get affected a little bit, but in the same time, the T20s has taken on, I think it showcased skills that I've never seen sometimes in my life, and it's sort of made people become different players to what they've ever thought they'd be with regards to growth-wise. So that's one thing that it shows. I think the dynamic and the format, the people on top, they sort of trying to figure out ways to fix this game. I don't think it needs fixing. If you're purist of the game, I think that's wonderful to watch long format for me. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the exciting format for the keep coming through is T20. They love the game. Every time I coach, I know the kids ask me, coach, can we play T20? I'm going to practice for T20. So that regard, the younger generation, I think it will be affected because they want to get on the scene and they could travel the world playing 5, 6, 7 tournaments around the year. And playing along and amongst the best in the world in a shorter format. So I think that's definitely going to affect it. But only for the younger generation, not too much of the purists of the game.
Well, that was part one of my interview with Shadley van Schalkwyk, part of the USA cricket team, which will be taking on Canada tomorrow in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. Part two of my interview with Shadley will be coming up in the next hour on 919.